What's up, everyone? This is JT with Healthy Tycoon Journey. It is Workout Wednesday, one of my favorite days. That means we're talking about any and everything exercise, sports, fitness, workout related. And today, the topic I want to address is having variety in your routine and proper form and technique. And very specifically, we're going to talk about the shoulder. Just because I've been seeing some horrible form lately, I have no idea what's going on and, you know, what's being said. Because, yes, I know the shoulders, they're what we call vanity muscles. You know, everyone wants very, well sculpted or defined shoulders. I totally understand that. However, you still need to have variety and you absolutely should be practicing appropriate form and technique. And I mean, I like to work out my shoulders, but I also know that doing, overhead movements that puts me at risk for shoulder impingement, and I have a shoulder injury already. So I'm very careful about what movements I do, and I'm always switching up, at least every 6 to 8 weeks with my workout routines. So I wanted to talk about the shoulder joint and specifically the overhead press, because I know it's a staple in a lot of strength training workouts. However, you should always do variety and switch up your routine, because I'm telling you, you don't want a shoulder injury. So let's talk about the overhead press. So of course, the overhead press, works out the shoulders, specifically the anterior portion. So the anterior portion is, of course, the anterior deltoid. So let's go over just some brief anatomy. I don't want to get, too sciencey or anything. But, that shoulder joint with that movement is extremely susceptible to injury. One main reason is because when you're doing that pressing up over the head, what you can do is cause impingement or pressure on the bursa. And if that happens, you're going to know, because you're going to feel the pain, the burning. It is definitely unpleasant. So that bursa that's located right there on the scapula, or you may call it the shoulder blade, it is prone to irritation. And let me tell you, I have injured that, I have re-injured that, and it's not a fun thing. So when you're doing overhead press, I'm not saying you can't do it or you shouldn't do it. However, I am saying you definitely don't want to be so repetitive. You don't always want to have the shoulder press in your workout routine. You absolutely need variety, because the specific diagnosis that you can get is subacromial bursitis. And as I said before, it is extremely painful and it takes a while to actually heal. And something I also notice is when people are working their shoulders, sometimes they're skipping those stabilization muscles, not doing or targeting the scapular or the rotator cuff. Now, I'm not saying everyone, but I've noticed quite a bit that it still happens in the gym, where you just see someone doing shoulder press or the military press. You don't see them working rotational movements. So what can happen, just like with any part of the body, if you're not working out those other parts, you're going to have an imbalance, and the imbalance is absolutely going to cause injury. So what I always like to do is really think about the movement and what that movement is targeting. So I already said, when you're doing the shoulder press, that exercise targets the anterior portion of our deltoid muscles. So of course that's the front, you know, the front of the major muscle in your shoulder. Now, your lateral deltoid, which is like at the center of your shoulder muscle, that's also involved. Now together, you know, those muscles lift your arm as you're pushing, you know, the dumbbells, or if you are using the machine, as you're pushing the weight over your head. So also, you know, as you're pushing that weight up, you also straighten your elbows. So if you're doing proper form and technique, you're starting, you know, with the bent elbow, and then you're going to a straight position. So because you're straightening, that's recruiting the triceps brachii muscles at the back of the arms, of course. And that is responsible for that joint movement. So if you understand, you know, the movement and the muscles that's being recruited and targeted, then it's easier for you to know, okay, what is another great alternative exercise where I'm still working those muscles, so I'll still get gains, but I'm not doing the same repetitive movement over and over that can cause injury, and specifically, you know, shoulder impingement from that over the head press movement. So with all that said, you know, kind of my go-to that I do or I perform, so I can give, you know, the overhead press a break and give my shoulders a break of that movement, is one of my favorites. It's the front raise. So of course, with the front raise, you're starting with the weight, you know, on the front portion of your thigh, and you're lifting the weight with your palms facing down or towards the floor, towards your thighs, and you're keeping your elbows straight as you lift your arms right in front of you, and you want to stop at like eye level. You don't want to go all the way up over, you know, your head, because guess what? You're doing an overhead movement. Plus that puts stress and strain on other places that you don't want. Now I think that the front raise is an awesome exercise, and I always see a lot of people doing it. However, I don't see them doing it in proper form and technique, because you'll see, you know, the bent elbows, you see them going over eye level or just raising it straight over their head. Now, when you stop at eye level, hey, that puts tension, and that also helps with definition and controlled movement. So when you do exercise in proper and form technique, you're going to get all those benefits. You're going to get all those gains. You're going to be stronger than someone who's, you know, cheating, doing that little cheat movement, or that they just have ugly form. So the front raise, I definitely encourage, you know, the front raise in your shoulder routine if you're not doing it, or if you've been doing the shoulder press repeatedly, like you haven't taken it out of your shoulder routine, I would encourage, you know, try the shoulder press, try the front raise, give the shoulder press a break. Another great go-to for me when I'm trying to work, you know, those anterior delts, push-ups absolutely work your anterior delts, as well as your chest, of course the pecs and the triceps. But just make sure your hand placement is correct. You want to be either directly shoulder width apart, or you can be slightly wider, but you don't want to be super wide. But like I said, shoulder width apart, or, you know, slightly wider than shoulder width apart. Make sure that you're in proper form and technique, that you're doing a full range of motion push-up, where you're stopping, you know, like 1 inch off of the floor, and before you're pushing back up to your starting plank position. So those two are my go-tos when I'm definitely needing a break from the over-the-head shoulder press. So front raise and also push-ups are great for working the anterior delts. Now, I also don't put my shoulder and chest workout back-to-back if I'm, you know, specifically working for muscle mass or muscle power. I definitely space those out quite a bit, where I may do chest on Monday and then I may do shoulders either, you know, Thursday or Friday, depending on the following week. You know, if I do shoulders on Friday and I'm still working for, you know, mass or power, then I may move my chest day to a Tuesday, and, you know, and so on and so forth. But make sure that you're giving yourself, you know, the proper rest and recovery. I know we talked about that quite a bit. If you have any type of injury, like myself, at least 48 hours of full rest and recovery, that's another reason why I space out my chest and my shoulder days. If you don't have injuries, you know, at the bare minimum, 24 hours, but it is recommended, you know, 48 hours rest and recovery for those muscle groups. So I hope this was helpful. Remember, I totally get it. I love working out my shoulders. I understand that shoulders are a vanity muscle. Everybody wants to look good in, you know, either tank top, spaghetti straps, or whatever. If you're going shirtless, or if for the ladies you're wearing your shoulders out or off the shoulder things, I totally understand. But my point is, you don't want an overuse injury. You always want to have variety in your workout routine. I always encourage switching up, you know, every 6 to 8 weeks, depending on your goals. Now, it's okay, some people do 12-week programs, and that's normally for, you know, extreme, you know, weight loss, well, not extreme weight loss transformation, and that's fine. But after the initial 12 weeks, you know, you should definitely be putting a different routine together and having variety. So again, I hope this was helpful. Keep sending in your questions and feedback. And as always, follow me on Instagram at healthy_tycoon_journey, or follow me on Facebook at JT Greer. As always, have a great and productive day.